School year in the district. I'm Luke Lukert.
Be ready for possible traffic jams later from the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. I'm Nick Iannelli.
A warmer day today with our temperatures going into the 60s. 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A day after the first Omicron case was confirmed in the U.S., the White House has announced tougher restrictions on travelers and commuters. Coordinator Jeff Zients tells CBS Mornings they're also focusing on follow-up vaccinations.
It's a national campaign to get the 100 million eligible Americans who have not yet gotten their booster a booster, including increasing the availability of appointments at pharmacies, walk-ups at pharmacies, expanding our capacity across the whole network so people can get booster shots.
Airline passengers will need negative COVID tests within 24 hours of departing for the U.S. A country with one of the largest economies in the world is getting tough on the unvaccinated. Correspondent Elaine Cobb is at the foreign desk.
As new cases continue to surge across Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced that anyone not vaccinated will be excluded from most public venues. A COVID pass noting full vaccination will be required at non-essential stores, cultural venues and sporting events. She said the situation in Germany is serious as 70,000 new cases were recorded over 24 hours.
House and Senate leaders in this country are racing to come to an agreement to keep the government funded into the new year. But CBS's Steve Dorsey says they may face obstacles.
The House is expected to vote today on another stopgap government funding bill through February 18th. However, the measure still needs to pass the Senate, where some Republicans are threatening to delay it in protest of President Biden's coronavirus vaccine mandates.
The baseball commissioner is expected to speak this hour after players failed to ratify a collective bargaining agreement with the league. At the stroke of midnight, it triggered the first player lockout in 26 years. A court has stepped in to stop another controversial law in Texas. CBS's Jim Crisula has the story.
A federal judge has blocked a Texas law that would allow any Texan banned from a social media platform for their political views to sue the companies. The law was approved after Republican Texas lawmakers alleged that Facebook, Twitter, and Google's YouTube censor right-wing views.
Unemployment claims have gone up after hitting a new pandemic low the week before. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick on the 28,000 who signed up last week.
We thought there would be some reversal in new jobless claims related to seasonal adjustment, which might have been responsible for at least a part of the previously reported sharp drop.
Continuing claims have dipped below 2 million for the first time since the early days of the pandemic. The Dow is up 457 points. This is CBS News.
With Indeed Instant Match, just sponsor a post and immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03 on Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. Right now, we've got cloudy skies, 50 degrees, getting into the low to mid-60s today. Good morning. I'm Deborah Feinstein.
And I'm Mark Lois with the top local stories we're following this hour. Now that the Omicron variant has appeared in the U.S. on the West Coast, a lab in our region is examining earlier positive coronavirus tests to determine if the variant is here on the East Coast.
It probably is just a matter of time.
Dr. Amy Mathers with UVA Health says it's unclear whether Omicron will be able to spread like the Delta variant has, but her lab is scanning past COVID positive tests in Central Virginia to determine if it's already arrived in our region.
What we're sequencing today is positives that we had from mid-November.
So far, her lab has sequenced 5,000 tests and is one of a few labs statewide looking for the new mutation of COVID-19.
It's convergent evolution, which is the idea that like wings are a good idea and birds and bats and bees all have wings, but they didn't come by them the same evolutionary path, and that's what we're seeing with these viral variants as they emerge.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
The variant was identified in South Africa a week ago and confirmed in San Francisco yesterday in a person who had recently returned from South Africa. We're told the person is experiencing so far mild symptoms.
We continue to examine the effects of the pandemic on school enrollment. This year, as families opt for other educational options during the pandemic, About 49,000 students are enrolled in D.C. public schools.
Around 850 fewer students are attending D.C. public schools this year compared to last. It's about a 2% drop and is the second year in a row that numbers have declined. Pre-K and other early childhood education programs saw the largest drop in students. And while the public school system is seeing drops, more students are going to charter schools. They saw about 950 more students sign up this year. And after over a year of virtual learning at home during the pandemic, homeschooling is soaring. It saw about a 60% increase over last year. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Now, enrollment in Virginia public schools also has dropped. There are 46,000 fewer students enrolled there than before the pandemic. And in Maryland, public schools weren't able to fully rebound from pandemic-era drops either. Enrollment this year expected to be 1,000 students short of pre-pandemic levels.
10:05, the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony is happening later today. And while that's not open to the public, you should be aware it could still cause some big traffic jams near the Ellipse, just south of the White House.
The tree lighting closures were notorious for creating bad traffic.
And that could be the case today, with road closures set to begin at 1 o'clock this afternoon, lasting through 7 o'clock tonight. Some of the more significant closures around the Ellipse include stretches of 15th and 17th Streets and Constitution Avenue. You can see the full list of closures at WTOP.com.
Downtown traffic isn't pre-COVID yet. It's not exactly light either.
WTOP traffic reporter Dave Dildine.
Knowledge is power. The closures are known. You can plan ahead and go for Plan B.
He says a Plan B could be leaving early or staying late or taking Metro. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You can watch the National Christmas Tree Lighting on CBS Sunday night at 8:30. And beginning on Saturday at 10 o'clock, you can visit the Christmas tree. It's free and open to the public.
If you're a commuter in Northern Virginia, you know that Route 1 is an alternative to I-95. You also know using that alternative also means enduring a lot of stop-and-go traffic. But we've learned that traveling on Route 1 should be a bit smoother in the near future.
Here on Route 1 in Stafford County, at Telegraph Road and at nearby Woodstock Lane, they'll be making major changes to the intersections to keep traffic moving faster and safer. Today, Route 1 here at Telegraph is skewed. It'll be straightened and a permanent light added here. At Woodstock, they'll add lane divides and eliminate having to cross traffic to turn left on southbound Route 1. 4 miles south near the courthouse, Route 1 will become a four-lane divided roadway with a concrete median separating north and southbound traffic. In Stafford County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
WTOP at 10:07.
America's businesses provide good-paying jobs, wages, and support our communities. But Congress is considering one of the biggest tax increases on businesses in American history.